Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, March 21st. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn up 8¾ cents at 7.50 and a half, May wheat up 30 and a half cents at 10.94 and a quarter, and May beans up 15 and a quarter cents at 16.83 and a quarter. The fact that any of the peace talks between Russia and Ukraine haven't yielded any real results. The Russians are still bombing everything in sight. And more war talk here this morning. So risk on. People wanting to get long grains out here. The metals aren't really responding. Silver's only up a dime. Gold's down $6. So a little bit mixed there. But probably the biggest thing pushing the grains here this morning is the crude oil up $4.47 a barrel. That's helping push bean oil higher. The meal's strong on its own. So it looks like we're going to have a stronger day unless there's some kind of announcement out of Russia and Ukraine, which certainly doesn't look forthcoming out here anytime soon. We did not see any exports again here this morning. That may be a little bit disappointing to the market. We're certainly expecting corn exports to pick up as China looks for other sources. But overall, the Ukrainian news and the crude oil are going to be the biggest things out here. Now, offsetting some of the news pushing wheat higher is we're going to get some pretty good rains in the Southwest. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas all look to be getting some very good rains here, which is going to be very helpful for the wheat crop coming out of dormancy. In the central part of the country, we're going to get good rains again. That's really good for the winter wheat crop. So we're going to fight better conditions here versus the war. We could open this thing higher and then maybe back off. Wouldn't surprise me here today. But with crude oil up almost $5 a barrel, I don't see the market breaking too hard today. The market's going to turn more and more attention to the planting's intentions report on the 31st. Are we going to plant a whole lot less corn and a whole lot more beans? You know, right now the average guess is 1 million less corn, maybe 1.5 million more beans. Is there going to be double crop beans? We won't know that for a while. But overall, I don't think the switch is going to be all that dramatic. I think it's going to be less than 1 million acres of corn and maybe 1.5 million acres of beans, somewhere in that range. But we should be getting more and more guesses the closer we get toward the end of the month out here. But in the meantime, the war takes center stage, followed by the weather, and then what people want to position themselves ahead of the acreage intentions at the end of the month. We've got the dollar up just a few ticks here. It's still over 98 cents, which certainly doesn't help the export market at all here. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock here today. I wouldn't think they would be, you know, I think corn will be okay. I think beans will be okay. Wheat, probably a little bit on the light side out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.